So Sarah joins us for a little chat today about vegetarianism and also being a vegan yourself, yeah?
Yes, that's right.
So why are you a vegan?
So I've been vegan now for 7 years,
right.
And I was vegetarian for 10 years before that. So for me, it started back when I was at school eating my school lunch, which was a meat dish. And I was eating it and I was talking about how much I loved animals. And then I realised something just clicked that I'm such a hypocrite. How can I say that I love animals while I'm eating them? And then I did more research, obviously, about the meat industry and factory farming and all the horrific things that go on. I changed straight away. And then obviously it took me quite a while to become vegan. So 10 years later, then I found out a lot more about what goes on in the dairy and egg industries. And I didn't want to have any involvement really in it when you find out more. So I obviously encourage people to do their own research because there's so much out there now. There's documentaries that you can watch and obviously different organisations that you can follow. I think people would be quite surprised when they know what goes on behind closed doors. I became vegan and I haven't looked back since. Best decision I've ever made.
So going back to that initial day of finding what you found out, basically, You went back home and you told your parents?
Back when I was at school, I told my mum, yeah.
What was she like?
She was accepting because she loves animals herself. So she hardly ate any meat anyway.
Were you eating lots of meat at the time?
Probably an average amount. I wouldn't say like I was a huge meat eater. But I think like everyone at the time or every meat eater tended to be, I suppose, at least one meal a day that would be meat based. And then obviously when you think about the dairy side of it, then lots of cheese and all that sort of thing as well. I was very lucky that my family, I've been brought up as an animal lover. So it was just really making sure that my dietary and lifestyle choices aligned with my love for animals, because it didn't make sense it not doing that. And my mum became vegetarian and then now vegan. So she was on that journey with me, really, which was fantastic. My dad's been a bit slower on that side.
Was there any other family members that were following, had your path?
No, not really. So it was really just my mum, really. But I think I've come across friends that have been. So there's been friends that I've inspired, I suppose, so they can see that I'm thriving on the vegan diet. And obviously when we have discussions, because you always tend to be asked why are you vegan when you're at a dinner party or out for a meal with someone, and obviously I do oblige and I do answer and I go into quite a bit of detail about it. So then they have started their own journey onto being vegan. But I've also obviously had colleagues that have inspired me. So as I say, when I was vegetarian before I came vegan, there was a colleague of mine who was vegan. So I learned a lot from her, really, about what sort of things that she ate, the reasons behind it. And it was that support that encouraged me to try veganism on a month's challenge. It wasn't Veganuary, it was a similar month's challenge run by Animal Aid. And she was there to support me. So anything that I needed any help with, any suggestions of alternatives that I could buy or try, then she was there for me. So I think it really helps, obviously, having that support system around you. But those who want to explore veganism, I wouldn't be put off at all if they didn't have a friend or family member who is, because there's a huge online community now. So you get lots of different supportive Facebook groups. So I run the Vegan Reading Facebook group, and anyone can post in there if they need any support or suggestions. And obviously us at Sparkle Vegan Events, we all are always there to have a non-judgmental answer. So we do have people who do message us asking us for advice and suggestions. The support is out there.
Because it's got bigger and bigger as the years have gone on, I think, hasn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. No, I remember when I first went vegan, so 7 years ago, when you went out to a restaurant, it tended to be the only thing on the menu was a portion of chips. Was the only thing that was vegan friendly. Some places that's not even vegan friendly if they obviously cook it in animal fat. But now it's so much easier. So pretty much every restaurant has good vegan options. Some even have obviously full vegan menus, and obviously with our events as well, then there's loads of vegan choice now, so it's so much easier than it used to be. Yeah, so no excuses.
And also I've noticed as well, the supermarkets are stocking more and more by week by week.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, no, supermarkets, brands are having their own line of vegan products now. So we've got Plant Kitchen, Plant Pioneers, all that sort of thing. So yeah, they can see that obviously that there's been that rise in veganism and that demand.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's education. So I think with everything, with the rise in social media usage and being able to spread the word easier. So for example, undercover videos of what goes on in slaughterhouses, in factory farming. It's that education side of it. You can't really hide from it now. So people have learned things through looking at videos on social media, and also things like Netflix have different documentaries. So What the Health is a good one if obviously you might be concerned about the health impacts of your diet. And there's been Blackfish, Earthlings, Dominion. There's so many different documentaries now, and I think it's really that education side. And obviously the more people that become vegan, then you're more likely to know someone who is. And then they obviously tell you about their journey and their feelings, and you learn that way too.
Because it goes back to a younger age group as well, because my niece has decided that she wants to be a vegetarian.
Yep.
And she has been for a couple of months. And to give her credit, she is stuck at it.
Yep.
So it was all influence for a friend that she had.
Yes.
Who was a vegetarian before that, for instance. But she stuck at it, and I think they've been taught more and more things at school as well.
Yes. Yeah. No. So I'm also a animal aid school speaker. So obviously taking a break during lockdown and things, and only sort of just starting that back up again. But I've been into schools and given talks, and the kids seem to be so much more aware now than they used to be. So I'm always taken back by which questions they ask me at the end, because they're really informed and they really listened to things that have been in my presentation as well. And I don't go too hard hitting with the facts.
No.
But obviously just sort of just an outline really of what happens and how we should respect animals. And kids get that. And I think everyone is born with an endearing, caring quality in them, and they want to care for animals, and they can see that they're obviously sentient beings. But obviously there's different reasons why people go vegan. So I think I probably made it quite clear my reason is because of the animals. But some people do it for their health. So there's so many different health benefits of a plant-based diet, and also the environment, which is obviously huge now with climate change. So they can see that a vegan diet really does have a positive impact on the environment. So that's why they make those changes. And at our events, we always have people that come that aren't vegan themselves, so they come to find out more, and yeah, they learn that way, and then they try all the amazing produce that we have at the markets, and they're shocked that it's that higher quality, and you can get that good alternatives to the meat-based or dairy-based products. So they're taken back, and yeah, that's really encouraging as well for them to start their journey and stick to it.
You mentioned an interesting subject of health benefits. What are some of those health benefits?
Yeah, so obviously with the meat diet, then a lot of the things are processed. So if you think of all the, I don't want to name brands, but fast food chains, yeah. Then they're not exactly healthy. So I think food that is very quick to get is not the healthiest, but also there's been medical evidence that meat is a carcinogen. So it does cause cancers, it can lead to heart disease, high cholesterol, whereas when you compare it to a plant-based diet, obviously I'm not saying that you don't you can't have loads and loads of cake on a plant-based diet, because you can. So it's really just it's having more of that balanced vegan diet, so making sure that you still have your vegetables and your salad, but the vegan alternatives tend to be a lot healthier, so lower cholesterol and definitely not a carcinogen. And if you think about different athletes, so there's amazing athletes that are 100% plant-based. The Germany's strongest man, who I don't know if he currently is, but he has been, he is vegan. He does talks around the world about it. Amazing athlete. So you're not missing out on anything at all. I know some people have the argument of the only thing that you don't get on a vegan diet that meat eaters get is B12. However, you can get supplements. But to be honest, you don't really need them because it tends to be fortified in vegan food. So example, I have oat milk and that has B12 in it anyway, so I don't feel like I'm lacking at all. Since I've gone vegan, I've felt so much healthier. I've lost quite a bit of weight, which is obviously not the reason to do it, but it's helpful to me anyway. And I know people, friends and colleagues themselves that have been on the vegan journey, and they've said themselves that it's cured a lot of the different ailments that they've had, which is encouraging as well, really. But yeah, What the Health is a documentary that I definitely recommend watching, because that gives it in a lot more detail than probably I can.
Now, being a vegan as well, it's kind of brought you onto a journey of living and breathing it, due to the fact is you mentioned a couple of the events, which is all under the banner of Spark of Vegan Events, for instance. How did this come about?
So for me, I was looking to have a role that aligned with my values. Like you say, you live and you breathe. For me, it is in my nature. I want something that really does align with things that are really, really important to me. So running vegan events is a great way to tick those boxes, because obviously the role that I'm doing in it is encouraging and supporting businesses, small businesses, to produce vegan wares and to at least have vegan ranges that they can showcase at the markets and the festivals, as well as being there for local people, so local people can try different vegan things and obviously have that support and encouragement there to try something new and then start their vegan journey with as much support as possible. That was really the reason behind it, because I think it encourages it both ways, from the trader side and the visitor side, to really put that vegan there to help the animals and the environment, and obviously people's personal health as well, if that's an incentive for them. The journey really started from us launching Reading Vegan Festival with a group of volunteers.
When was this then, Sarah?
2017.
Right,
the first festival. We were a group of passionate volunteers who wanted to do an event in the town centre, and it was seeing the success of that, so the small businesses, the traders, absolutely loving having this festival to showcase all of their amazing products and their work that they do, and the local people giving amazing feedback that they have these different options.
Were you amazed by the response you actually got when you did that first one?
Yes. Yeah, because you never know when you're doing something for the first time.
Totally.
You don't know at all. So obviously, as I think probably most people who are vegan, you do get the odd online trolls and things that do like what they think is hilarious comments on posts, mostly on social media. They don't tend to do it so much face to face. They do sometimes when I've done activism on the streets, then they can get a bit vocal. But apart from those very odd few people, then vast majority were so, so positive. And we had so many people come to that event. So we had around 3,000 people come to the first one, which took us all by surprise that it had that interest there. And it really, that encouraged us on the journey. And when we were invited by different town centres to start markets in them, then we knew that we would have that support there. And that's been proven because they've all been successful, and we have visitors that come every single month to the events, as well as new ones and people who just stumble across it, which is always nice as well. But no, we've been really, really surprised and really grateful about all the support that we've received.
So give us a bit of a shout out to some of the markets that you've got across Berkshire, Hampshire, yeah. Surrey.
Yeah, fab. So we got Vegan Fiesta Basingstoke. So that takes place at Festival Place Shopping Centre on the first Sunday of each month. So we're moving back outside for the summer months. So that's on the 1st of May, and we're going to be there until August, as I say, on the first Sunday. And then we've got Wokingham Vegan Market, which is one of our longest running ones. And that's on the second Sunday of each month in
that's
the town centre.
That's a beautiful
centre.
Setting. I love
it's
that.
Beautiful. Yeah, it always looks stunning. We always have people surprised, particularly if we have new traders coming along, how picturesque it is. So yeah, very pretty, particularly when we do photos things in the background. And then we have Bracknell Vegan Market, which is currently on the last Sunday of each month, and that's at the Lexicon. So that's an outside event. And we have Maidenhead Vegan Fiesta that's launching this Sunday. So we've got three events this year, three dates. And yeah, really excited about that one. We're going to be taking over the High Street. And another new one that we're launching is Windsor Vegan Fiesta. So that's launching on the 14th of May. And again, that's got three dates. So we've got spring, summer and Christmas specials. And then we're going to be in Camberley for our summer special on the 2nd of July. So after our successful Christmas special there. Lots of special things going on.
Special specials.
And Reading. So our annual big one, Reading Vegan Festival, takes place on the 17th of September. But due to popular demand, we didn't want everyone to wait a whole year. So we are going to do a special pop-up event on the 23rd of April at Forbury Gardens in Reading. So that should be a really nice one. And we have a pop-up in Fleet coming up on the 5th of June to celebrate the Jubilee. We've got a vegan village as part of the huge street party on Fleet Road. And another one that's a bit different than the rest of our events is Sparkle Wedding Fair. So we've got a wedding fair on the 23rd of October. It's our third annual one that we've done. We've got a new venue in the centre of Reading. It's Market House. Yeah, really excited about that one because it's an eco wedding fair. So those that are looking to plan a vegan and eco-friendly wedding, we've got loads of suppliers for them to come and meet. So something a bit different, but something for everyone, really. So lots of events coming up. We're going to be keeping really, really busy.
You are being kept busy. And it's been great to have you coming in for a little bit of a chat and keeping us up to date with what's going on and stuff. And yeah. Do come back and see us.
Will do. Thank you very much for having me.